fighters today in the contractor fight, I'm going to share with you how to make a lot more money, how to have more sex, and live an all-around happier life. And I'm going to do it by sharing a little bit of my new book with you that's coming out this winter called Win the Moments. Let's go. Fighters, today's a little bit different of an episode here because I'm going to be paraphrasing chapter 3 for my upcoming book called Win the Moments. And this chapter, so if you're watching the video of this, I'm looking down a lot more than I normally will because it's not something that I have like scripted in a teleprompter or something. But there's some highlights of this chapter that I want to share with you that are 100% going to help you have a better life. Okay. And yeah, you can make more money. Your relationships can get better. All right. Your health can get better. Your overall happiness can get better if you learn to win the moments. And this chapter, chapter 3 of the book, is called Cast Your Vote. And I'm going to share a little bit with it. I'm going to read a little and talk a little for the next few minutes here because I think it's important. I don't want to wait to share this with you until the book comes out. That's why I'm doing this here today. So I want to start with reading my vision that I read each day to myself in addition to some other things. And I'll start with that and then we'll elaborate. So I see a version of me that is lean, strong, fulfilled, madly connected to my queen, confident, wealthy, and enjoying strong relationships with my kids and my friends. I see days that run at my pace. Days where the only agenda that matters is mine. I see myself being able to move my body with ease as I age. I can hang with the young guys in the gym. I feel zero financial pressure because my income grows by the minute. I am secure in who I am, in my relationships, and live every day unafraid and with high positive energy. This version of me inspires millions and impacts generations for the better. Guys, that is part of my daily mantra, like I shared with you a minute ago. And I read that in addition to some other affirmations and things like that every day. And it's part of wiring my brain to be able to show up as the best version of myself each and every day. And I've not arrived, hell no, but I'll tell you what, for the most part, that's what my life looks like right now, okay? And I'm living that because of some of the things I'm going to share with you here today in this episode. See, guys, I love the opportunity to prove myself every day. I love the opportunity in each moment being able to compete with the previous version of myself the moment before or the day before. And what I've learned is that throughout our lives, each day, each and every day, guys, we are faced with hundreds of what I call micro decision moments throughout the day. That if you choose this way, this is the path your life goes on. If you choose this way, this is the path your life goes on. And at the end of each one of those paths is a certain version of you. And what this is really about is when you choose, when you make a choice in these micro decision moments, you are casting a vote for who you want to be in the future. Think about it for a minute. You are tallying the vote card for who, which version of you you want in office in the future. You know, every vote counts, as we've seen in many elections through the years, no matter which way you vote. Guys, I want to ask you what your future version of yourself looks like. Can you describe what your marriage looks like? Can you describe what you look like in the mirror? How your body feels? What's it feel like when you open up your bank app and you see the balance in your bank account? What do you see? Okay. What about, you know, when you're faced with adversity, what type of person do you want to be in those moments? Do you want to be somebody who's confident and poised and in control in those moments? Or are you showing up insecure and frail? Hey, listen, at the Contractor Fight, we get so many questions about making more money. I want to let you know about our free resource, the 50% Gross Profit Sheet. The fastest way to put more money in your pocket right now is to raise your gross profit. And this worksheet will show you how to do that. Head to thecontractorfight.com/50, that's 50, right now, and learn how to make more money with our instant worksheet download. One of the other things I've learned is when I've asked people, and I've coached a lot of people through the years, about what they see their future self looking like, nobody ever paints a negative picture. Okay? Nobody ever says, you know, man, I see a version of me that's lazy and fat and unhappy and broke, all right? And I'm miserable. No, we only paint a picture of a future version of ourselves that's a positive one. And if that's the case, if we're all painting that picture, then why aren't more people realizing that vision in their lives? Think about that for a minute. Now, I think it's simple. Now, I have the advantage. I wrote this chapter, so I know what's coming because I've given this a lot of thought, not just when I wrote it, but through the many years I've been working on myself. See, the reason most people don't realize that vision that they have for their lives is because they're casting the wrong vote in the crucial moments. Again, this is simple, but we know it's not always easy. Okay, this is why the best coaches, the best of us that help other people, continually to call people to focus on the process, to focus on the small and controllable things each day, because those are that's how the wins stack. See, we like to complicate things as people. We want the new technique, the latest gadget, the new hack to move us closer to success. But the key to winning is simply going, it's showing up, going toe-to-toe in the moment and casting the right vote for who you're going to choose to become, regardless of how you feel about it. Hopefully that makes sense. Here's the other thing. Success doesn't care what you think. Success doesn't care what you feel. Show up and make the right choice and follow through. That's what's required. Success also doesn't give a shit what you did yesterday. Okay? If your marriage is solid now, okay, there's no guarantee it stays that way unless you continue to cast the right votes in the moment for who you want to be in the future as a husband, or whether it's your bank account or your health or whatever you're going to talk about. You know, my coach, Ben Newman, many of you guys know, drills this into my head weekly. He says, don't be seduced by success. All right, you had a great sales month. Good. You're fucking supposed to. That's your job. All right. You worked out 55 days in a row and you ate right. Good. Make it 56. All right. And this recently, in the last about 2 months ago, 2.5 months ago, this smacked me right in the teeth, you guys, because over the past year, I've been just pedal to the metal, balls to the wall, pushing hard towards some really big personal, physical, and financial goals. I was locked in like I've never been locked in before in those areas of my life. And in about an 8-9 month period, my friends, I accomplished more in those three areas of my life than most people do in 5 years. Like, I was locked in, dialed in. I hit the targets. I accomplished what I set out to do. And then on a call with Ben, he asked me, after I've achieved all these things, I was able to check all the boxes in these areas. He says, how do you feel about how you've shown up each day over the past few weeks since you've achieved these things? And I knew as soon as he asked me, I knew I'd been coasting a little bit. I knew I had taken my foot off the gas. I knew that my momentum had slowed down and I could feel it. And he knew it too, which is why he asked me. That's what a good coach does. So after a slight kick in the ass and a reminder that I'm not done yet, I got locked in again. But guys, it was a reminder that one of the reasons that so many people fail to achieve and maintain the vision they have for themselves is that we tend to take our foot off the gas at the first sign of success. We want a trophy just because we did what we're fucking supposed to do. We want a pat on the back because we had a win. So be proud of what you accomplish. Enjoy the win, then get back to work. Because as soon as we grow satisfied with our accomplishments, that's when our failures begin. Guys, the good news here, as we get out of here, is that we will never arrive. We will never arrive. We will never reach a point in our lives where the votes that we cast each moment don't count for something. All right? So my challenge here to you is to be intentional about the votes that you cast. Take a moment right now. Write out that vision of who you really want to be. Look at it every day. And then when you're faced with decisions each day, do I go to the gym? Do I call this customer back? Do I raise my prices? Do I do sales training? Do I take my wife on a date? Whatever it might be. Do I eat an apple instead of a fucking ho-ho? All right. In these moments, remember that you're casting a vote. Which vote will you cast today? Oh, and hey, before we get out of here, make sure you like, subscribe, do all that stuff you're supposed to do here to help this channel get into the eyes and ears of more people that need this shit every day. You guys rock. I gotta roll. I'm out.